Blessings to each and every one of you. Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we praise you, O God. Thanking you for bringing us to another year, God. Lord, you kept us all last year. You watched over us even when we went through situations that we didn't even know how we was going to come out of it. Lord, you was right there bringing us out. Lord God, you kept us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. And for that, Father God, we want to say thank you. We want to praise you. We want to glorify your name. Because you are a true and living God. You are a faithful God. You are an all-knowing God. Lord, we love you with an everlasting love that cannot be compared to man. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us in clothing, our right mind. Now, Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us on this morning. Continue to give us more wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, but most of all, understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn it to Matthew 6, chapter the 16th through 18 verses. That's Matthew 6, 16 through 18. And it reads as follows. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is the power of fasting. People, God, as we have entered in the year 2024, many of you will be going on the corporate fast. The churches will, and you as the person yourself will commit yourself to fast before the Lord. And many of you are believing God for some major turnarounds in your life, for healing, for deliverance, for even getting a closer relationship with God. And I am here to tell you that I am touching and I am agreeing with you on the things that you are believing God for. And it's going to take you giving up yourself, giving up food, and giving time to prayer and fasting and seeking the Lord. But I want to encourage you on there is power when you are fasting. Because see, that's why the enemy wants to fight the saints of God so much with food, because he knows there is power in fasting. Because even the word of God said many things are not going to come out unless you fast and you pray. And the enemy do not want us to fast and pray, because when you fast, you are giving up you. When you fast, it draws you closer to God. When you fast, you can hear him speak to you clearly. When you fast, you can see clearly in the spirit. And I want to encourage you, don't just wait once a year to fast, but go on a fast whenever God calls you. Listen to me well. Whenever God calls you on a fast, to go on one. Fasting gives you a spiritual insight of the word of God. And most of all, fasting delivers you from you. Come on here, somebody. It kills that flesh. Whew, thank you, Jesus. But I want to take you on a journey to let you know that fasting is a part of the body of believers. Because in the Old Testament, before Moses received the Ten Commandments from God, he fasted and prayed. And you can look in Exodus, the 34th chapter and the 28th verse. It tells you that he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And we look at the man of God, Daniel. Daniel was seeking God's timetable for the return of God's people from captivity. So he fasted. That's in Daniel 9 and 3. David, he's a man after God's own heart, and he was a king. In Psalm 69, verse 10, it says, when I weep and fast, I must endure the scorn. This is David. In Esther, she fasted 3 days before risking her life to save the kingdom. Esther 4 and 16. Nehemiah, he stood alone. He prayed, he fasted before rebuilding the wall. Hannah fasted and prayed, asking God for a son. Jehoshaphat, he called a national fast before returning to the land. Joel, he called a national fast regarding the plague of the locusts. Jesus, before beginning his earthly ministry, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Luke 4, 1 and 3. And to people that have been called to ministry, you must fast and pray in order to work the ministry that God has entrusted you with. Do not do anything before you seek God. Not only ministries, but anything you go to do pertaining to his will. Ask him and fast about it. John the Baptist, he fasted and called his disciples to do the same thing. And Paul, he fasted following the conversion on the Damascus Road. Paul and Barnabas, before being sent out, they fasted. Oh, come on here, somebody. And even if you read Matthew 9th chapter, Mark the 2nd chapter, and Luke the 5th chapter, you will find out in those chapters that the critics found fault with the disciple because they did not fast enough. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, Jesus. So, let's talk about fasting. So what is fasting? Definitely fasting is not dieting. A biblical fasting is refraining from food for a spiritual purpose. The Hebrew word is tsom, T-S-O-M, which refers to self-denial. From the beginning, fasting was normal. It was a normal part of a relationship with God. And it is mentioned over 70 times in the Bible. And it has always been a considered practice for Christians. That's why I say don't wait for the fast once a year. Fast as often as God commands you to fast, as God pulls you into fasting. And I want you to remember this. Fasting doesn't move God. It moves you. Oh, somebody better. hear this. It moves you by crucifying flesh to be closer to God. You cannot come to God in your flesh because the flesh stinks in his nostrils. Biblical fasting is choosing not to eat, which is an act of self-denial. But our motive is to be free. Our motive is to be closer to God. Our motive is to get decluttered, because you can be cluttered with the things of the world. You can be cluttered with food. You can be cluttered with all of the things that are around you. Fasting relieves out of that. And it brings us to a point to where we seek in God without our heart, mind, and soul. Joel 2 and 12 said, "Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning." Fasting is an expression of wholeheartedly seeking God. This is the secret to the power of fasting. David said, "I humbled myself with fasting." And this is from Psalm 35 and 13. But Jesus continually taught kingdom principles, because in Matthew 6, the Beatitudes, he provided the pattern for us to live by. He said three specific duties for us is to give, to pray, and to fast. And it was made clear, fasting as much as giving and praying. Ecclesiastes 4 and 12, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Jesus went on to reveal in Matthew 6, with these three things, nothing shall be impossible. So there are four basic kinds of fast, which is in the Word of God. It's the normal fast. And it's going without food for a definite period in which you ingest only liquids, water or juice only. The absolute fast is no food, no water at all. But the body can only do these 3 days without supernatural intervention. Moses did it for 40 days and 40 nights, but Moses had a supernatural intervention. The partial fast, this omits certain foods or the schedule that included limited eating, per se 6 to 6. And this consists of omitting one meal a day, eating only vegetables, fruit. John the Baptist did this, and Daniel, Elijah, and they did this at least 2 times. Some people want to call it the 21-day fast, the Daniel fast, where Daniel just ate fruits and vegetables and things like that. And number 4 is the rational fast, and this is eating or omitting certain families of foods for a period of time. For example, you can omit cookies or grains every 4th day. But while you're fasting, you must pray. You can't fast and not pray and not study your word. Pray, fast, and study your word. Get your mind framed together. Watch your surroundings and keep your focus on God. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for the teaching that we have gathered on this morning. God, I pray for those that are fasting. God, I pray that, God, you will give them the strength that they need to go on. I come against headaches, body aches, and everything that is contrary to your will, what the enemy is sending to them, I send it back in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you even that, God, we have set aside to consecrate ourselves to fast, to give you all of us. And God, we thank you. We praise you. Jesus' name. Amen.